For many patrons of the Sarasota Film Festival, or SFF, the program is focused mainly within the 9 or 10 day stretch bookended by major events and films. Those involved with the SFF education program, however, continue to engage with the community long after the credits have rolled on the last film, working with students of all ages year-round to offer free classes that impart them with skills that can be used behind the camera, in the cutting room, or in front of the silver screen. For more information about the program and its initiatives, I spoke with Allison Kohler, the Director of Education for the SFF's Education Department. Here is a portion of that interview. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Ms. Kohler.
Thanks for having me.
So before we go into the year-round programs, what are some of the SFF education events that are taking place as part of this year's festival?
Sure. So throughout the this year 9-day festival, we run a youth fest, which features about 45 films, short film programs, and feature films for students from kindergarten through college age. We kick off the festival with our Youth Screenwriters Circle Live program, which features a staged reading by Sarasota High School's drama department of screenplays written by students at Phoenix Academy and Sarasota County Technical Institute. It's always really fun. Everybody always cries. It's a really powerful and moving event. On the second half of the festival, on Sunday this year, we have our third annual sensory-friendly screening, which is something, like I said, we started a few years ago, but it's to celebrate Autism Awareness Month. So we keep the house lights on, and we lower the overall volume of the film. Whole Foods Market comes in and sponsors gluten-free snacks, and it's an inclusive screening for those with cognitive and developmental disabilities here in the community. And that's been really successful over the past 2 years, and we're hoping for the same success this year. On the final day of the festival this year is our big Hollywood Nights Student Cinema Showcase, and this is where students who have participated in our programs since January get to walk the red carpet at the Hollywood 20 and showcase the work that they've done with us. And this year, it keeps getting bigger, and this year we've got about 150 students from 4th grade through 12th grade coming and walking the red carpet for what turns out to be a 5-hour event on the last night. So we're really excited about that.
And what do you think that publicly recognizing students for their accomplishments as filmmakers does in terms of their potential futures as filmmakers?
Sure. So that's a great question. And something that's very unique to Sarasota, I think, is that despite being a regional film festival, we are a destination no matter what, year-round. And students here have an opportunity for free, because all of our education programs are free, to engage in the film dialogue, which I think is super important, and they're incredibly successful at it. The film festival gets national coverage. I mean, our jury, for our adult jury, we have Time Out New York, USA Today, Entertainment Weekly, and we also have Factory 25, so a major distribution outlet, and they all participate. So throughout the week, we try to get as many filmmakers and as many media folks who are down here talking with our students who have participated in our programs. And I think that it opens up the world for them a little bit more, where they realize there is potential and opportunity out there. By screening with us, that we also give them official festival laurels. So when they're applying to other film festivals, whether or not it's another youth fest, they have legit industry cred. So it's cool. It's something that's really neat for them.
So it seems like the SFF education program really does a lot. Where does the funding come from for all of these programs?
As you know, the Sarasota Film Festival is a nonprofit organization. So we rely heavily on our board of directors, who have been amazing in coming in and supporting specifically the education program. And we have sponsors both on a local and national level. So we have a lot of in-kind trades. So all our printed materials in-kind. We have donations. I mean, literally at the box office, when you purchase a ticket, our customer service reps are like, would you like to support the education department? Every dollar matters. But we operate within a pretty tight budget. The staff is me, and 2 interns, and we reach 5,000 kids in 13 programs. And yeah, every year we're growing, and every year our budget grows by a little. But we're hoping, and again, thank you so much for speaking with me today, because the more people find out about this, it's kind of a hard cause not to support, specifically when arts budgets are being cut in the schools. So yeah, it's a mix of all of that. And hopefully we'll continue to get people interested in supporting us.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Kohler, for speaking with me today.
Thanks a lot.
Once again, that was Allison Kohler, the Director of Education for the Sarasota Film Festival's Education Department, discussing the festival's education programs that run year-round. As a reminder, there are still 2 education-related events coming up in this year's festival, both of which will take place at the Regal Hollywood 20 Theater, 1993 Main Street in downtown Sarasota. The sensory-friendly screening will take place for those with cognitive and developmental disabilities on Sunday, April 22nd at 11 a.m. The Student Cinema Showcase will take place later that Sunday afternoon, beginning with the PG program, which will have a red carpet at 5 p.m. For WSLR, I'm Tyler Whitson.